Make yourself comfortable. Focus on the breath and use your breath to help you become more present in your body. Let your breath draw your attention inwards and breathe as if you were breathing right down into the base of your spine. With each in-breath, breathe in relaxation and calm. And with each out breath, just let go. Let go of worries, plans, expectations, so that you find yourself softening as you let go of all that you've been holding on to. As you breathe in, breathe through your nose and then breathe out through your mouth with your jaw slack and relaxed. And as you continue to breathe, focus on the feeling of being held. And imagine that you are breathing this feeling of being held into your body. Feel yourself surrounded, held, and supported. You are being supported by a feeling of deep presence, and it enables you to feel safe. Because you are being held like this, with this presence and holding, it means you don't have to do any of the holding yourself. As you build up this feeling of being held and supported, it enables you to let go inside of your body. Let go of the busy thoughts in your head, letting go of the shoulds, the rules, the conditions and beliefs that cause you to feel like you have to hold everything so tightly. Breathe out and empty your head. Empty vast space in your head, letting go of that monkey mind and the constant thoughts. Let go of the tension in your jaw from holding all your words in, perhaps being afraid to upset others, anger others, hurt them. Letting go of the tension in your jaw so that it becomes slack and relaxed. Letting go of the burdens that you are holding on your shoulders. The burdens that you are carrying for yourself, that you probably no longer need to carry. Burdens that you believe you should carry so that you are worthwhile or safe. And especially let go of the burdens that you have picked up for others. And as you let go, feel your shoulders become slack and relaxed. Let go of the tension in your arms and hands. And let go of all the many responsibilities that you are trying to keep a hold of, and the expectations about how life should be, how you should be, how others should be. We always hold so tightly onto these. Give yourself permission to let go now. Letting go of the holding in your chest as you stop holding your breath. And give yourself permission to breathe deeply, to receive life as it is, to trust life. Filling your lungs to their fullest capacity, as if you're breathing right down to the base of your spine. Letting go of the holding around your heart, where you hold it tight, to close it off to others and to life. Let go just a little so that you can allow some joy in. You may feel resistance at any time during this process. And then just hold space for the resistance. Let it be there. And let it be held by the greater presence that is holding you. There's nothing wrong with you for feeling resistance. It's just an old, long-held protection that you have in place. So honor that it is just trying to protect you. When your resistance feels accepted, it will pass. Let go of the holding in your diaphragm where you are holding all those emotions that you are afraid will hurt you, hurt others, or overwhelm you. Give them permission to be released. They are only energy. And when acknowledged and given space, that energy is released with the emotions. When you hold them, they build up, and that's when you feel them. Create space for those emotions as they are held so tightly in the diaphragm. And let that diaphragm release and let go. Let go of the holding in your stomach muscles so that you can digest life and process the experiences and take out the nourishment and wisdom while letting go of the parts that don't work for you. To the degree that you hold on and try to control, the less easily the nutrients and the later waste will flow through your digestive system. So let go of the holding in the abdominal muscles and let the flow happen, trusting that you're held as you relax into life and digest it as it is. Let go of the holding in your back where you armor around your heart and hold yourself so strong and upright so that you won't feel vulnerable. Let go of the holding in your hips, where you hold so much control, so that you feel you are not dependent on others and only rely on yourself. Allow Mother Earth to provide the foundation and the nurturing as you relax and let go in your hips. Let go of the holding in your legs as you very specifically choose your direction and path in life, which creates so much tension and a pulling upwards in the legs. Allow yourself instead to be guided and step into the flow to see where you are taken as you allow yourself to be supported and guided by a presence greater than you, by your self-actualizing energy. Let go of holding in the feet so that you are fully grounded and supported by the earth. Feel the solid nature of the ground beneath you as you allow yourself to be supported by it, so that you feel yourself falling downwards or relaxing downwards rather than pulling upwards. All of this letting go may not happen overnight, and that's absolutely fine. Just embrace and hold the resistance. You don't have to understand or make sense of it. Just let it be, and in time it will pass. Notice again how you are being held and supported by a present holding, a holding that is with you. It is present. And so inside you can soften with all of this letting go. Become aware of how much more easily the energy can flow in your body. How much more easily your body can process, metabolize and function with everything flowing so beautifully in that spaciousness. Become aware of how much more energy your body can create. Become aware of how you can allow yourself to receive abundance and energy that is always around you. As you feel yourself held in safety and open to receiving it while you trust that you are held.